Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
今天我们要聊一个特别有意思的话题。
什么话题？
中国男朋友和美国男朋友的区别。
所以中美差异。
Yeah, so the difference between dating an American guy and dating a Chinese guy.
Okay, well, I can't speak much for Chinese guys, but I can speak for myself.
你交过中国女朋友吗？对不对？
交过 ，Yeah.I've been with a Chinese girl before.
A girl or girls?
Girls.
Okay. 因为 Spencer 平时跟我聊天经常流露出来，他说他很喜欢中国女生，因为他觉得中国女生很温柔。Very feminine. 我记得你。
Yeah, that's actually right. Yeah, the femininity just kind of oozes out of them.
Femininity 就是那种女性的柔美很温柔、mm-hmm. 然后都渗透出来 ooze.、
Yeah.
那其实哎呀这个话题这种relationship, dating, love, 就是那么大的话题 we could write a book, maybe several books.
Maybe we should, Jenny.、
Yeah.
What are we doing here recording? I think we should write a book.
不是，我的那个 point 呢，就是说我们节目毕竟时间篇幅有限，所以我们今天就讲几个、比较大的区别
okay,
对吧
like the more obvious differences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The really fundamental, 我觉得很根本的一些区别啊。
好，
那大家到我们开言英语的微信公众号，你可以看到今天节目和我们往期节目精彩的这个图文信息。然后呢，我现在觉得我们公众号就每天看大家给我们的一些留言。也很开心，而且有很多好的这个节目的点子都是你们告诉我们的、所以很就大家踊跃的给我们留言啊、
right.
OK, first of all, 我觉得中国男朋友和美国男朋友最大的一个区别就是美国的男朋友或者美国老公不会给你拎包。
Oh yeah, we're not going to hold your bag for you.
You would not hold our purses.
Yeah, you know,I have held a purse before.
真的、哦、是给你的中国女朋友
Yeah, I've held a couple purses actually. But usually we don't do that.
Because that's like the number one thing a foreign guy notices when they come to Shanghai. 他们就说 wow, why are Chinese men holding female purses? Why are they carrying women's purses?
But that also has to do with the woman too. Because American girls probably won't give you...their bag to hold.
对对对，美国女生也不会这样要求。而且我先要说一下，我从来没有让我的男朋友或者老公拎过我的包，因为我觉得那个包是我的。It looks good on me.
Yeah.
我为什么要给你拎？你拎了我的包、
yeah.
，my whole outfit doesn't. It's not complete.
Yeah.
你破坏了我全身的造型。
I mean, most likely, an American guy will help you if you have like luggage or your bag seems too heavy or something,
yeah, yeah.
then yeah, he'll help you. But if your purse, he won't be so inclined or enthused
对, 我,
to hold your bag.
对我也觉得就是美国男人当然你真的拎一些很重的东西他会 help you out,、
mm-hmm.
但是他就觉得这个这包这个东西真的不会。
Yeah.
那 Spencer, 你刚刚说你帮中国女朋友拎过包、
yeah.
是他要求的吗 Did she ask you?
Yeah, yeah, that's why. I mean, she asked me and I thought, Okay, fine. I'll do it. You're
一个大的 culture shock.
You're cute enough. I'll do it. I'll hold your bag for you.
You're cute enough. 就你够可爱，你够漂亮，是吧？
对对，就是这个意思。
So you see, that's the point. 因为我们女生的这个 handbag, 我们的 purse 也不会很重 ，usually.
对。对
那我觉得有的时候我们会让男生拎，就是因为，我们有点发嗲。
发嗲。Yeah.
这个在英文怎么说啊
Well, it's kind of like cutesy. We don't really have a 嗲 That's kind of a Chinese term. You say like cutesy or... Yeah, I think cutesy is the best way to put it, actually.
Cutesy, yeah. 对吧就是
like, oh no. If you're 很嗲你会、you know, 经常撒娇对吧
对对对对对
Yeah, yeah.
所以撒娇也是这种 act cutesy.
Yeah, yeah. 嗲 I guess is more of like a 形容词 right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we'd say she is cutesy. But then、
okay.
if you 撒娇 then you're like acting cutesy.
对所以我觉得 我们很多时候是撒撒娇然后发发嗲、然后就觉得如果男朋友肯拎一个女生的包就是 他表示他 really cares about me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
所以这个对我们来说就是一个考验，像一个 test.
Well, you know what? And it's a pretty good test, I'd say, actually. Mm-hmm. If a guy doesn't carry your bag, it doesn't mean he doesn't like you. But if he does carry your bag...He's probably like, man, I really think she's hot. You know what? I'll do it. I'll carry the bag. Who cares? I'll do it.
所以我刚听来听去你的那个观点就是只要这个女生够 hot, 够 cute, 够漂亮、
yeah.
你就帮她拎包了。
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
你没有想到是 if I love her enough. 这个我觉得又是另外的一个差异。
Mm-hmm.
就是 when do we say love?
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Well, let's see.I remember in high school, like my first girlfriend, like first real girlfriend with a 青梅竹马对吧 like my high school, my like high school sweetheart.
Puppy love.、
Yeah. I was 17. We were together, we ended up being together for 2 years. Until this day, that's actually still the longest girlfriend I've ever had. But about 2 months in, I remember I was just like, I love you. And, you know,、oh. I felt like I said it much faster. Now I'm older, I'm more jaded.
You're more jaded, 就是已经被人生
yeah.
摧残，所以你现在就是很
yeah.、
嗯、
So I'm not going to say it so fast now.
Okay.、
Yeah.
因为我觉得中国男人和美国男人很大一个差异，就是谈恋爱的时候，我觉得很多是，我们觉得你要先说你爱我，我们才能谈恋爱啊。
嗯。
就或者也不是爱，就你要说你喜欢我，不然我
喜欢
我干嘛要跟你谈恋爱？但美国人跟我们这个 process 是反的，他们觉得说我要先跟你谈恋爱，我要先跟你 dating， 我才知道我爱不爱你啊。
Yeah, exactly. You can like somebody.You can be turned on by somebody.、
Mm, turned on, excited by them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, physically, you know, or even mentally stimulated.
Mentally, exactly.
I mean, turned on isn't just physical. It can be, you know, mental as well.、Mm. But, you need to kind of go through a process and then be like, you know what, I think I love this person.
对、因为我们看美剧就经常就觉得、嗯、哇这两个人都同居了在那里还有就弄了那么久最后这男的才终于说I think I love you.
Okay, so.
为什么好像这对他们来讲是多就像我们要结婚求婚的是多大的一件事儿、嗯、然后中国人就觉得对啊我们要先 I love you 才跟你 dating, 才跟
你
同居。
你刚才提的那个第一个例子我觉得 I think that's kind of silly because actually me,I wouldn't live with a girl unless I had said previously that I love her.
So in this 方面你还蛮保守就有很多美国人会先同居、
yeah.
然后才 I love you.
Yeah.
Spencer, 那你 我觉得另外一个中美男朋友 很大的差异哦就是、会不会管女朋友这件
事 Oh, you mean like maybe like管他们的隐私
yeah, yeah, yeah. 所以这里的管我们不能用 manage 这个词 right? It's not oh, whether he managed
check up on your girlfriend
check up 可以讲这个
yeah, see if 他有没有什么勾当在瞒着你
not even that 就也不一定说是你 you're suspicious 不是说怀疑他怎么样、而是我觉得就是中国的男孩子就是你们谈恋爱或女孩子吧、
嗯、
大家就觉得说哦You can't have any secrets. 也不是说 secret, 就是说 don't have a separate life.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
就你不能有自己个人的生活因为我们已经在一起了、mm. so it's a common, it's a shared life.
Yeah.
你跟谁出去 it's my right to know, 然后怎么样。但我觉得美国的男生就比如我老公他是加拿大人、mm-hmm. 比如我要跟我朋友出去或者什么、mm-hmm.He has never asked me who are you going out with. 就我会跟他说啊，今天晚上我不回来吃饭，
嗯、
跟我朋友出去、
嗯。
但他从来没有问过我说你跟谁出去，然后你几点回来，你们要去哪里。He's never asked me that. Maybe he just doesn't care about me.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, okay, you're going out with your friends again. Whatever. I'm going to watch football or something. I don't know what Hank does, but.For me, if my girlfriend was saying she was going out with friends, there's a good chance I would ask who she's going out with.
那你觉得你是 typical 的美国男生吗？美国男生会问。
I think so because, for example, like their cell phone or something, I'm not going to check their phone.
啊，就是你不会要去看他的手机。
Yeah, that's their privacy. That's their private Yeah, so like I wouldn't really check their phone because the thing is, if I feel compelled to check their phone, then that means I don't trust them.
嗯,
and if I don't trust them, then why am I with them?
Yeah. 哎, 那你有没有中国女朋友就是说要看你的手机，比如你在发微信，然后中国女朋友就说哎，你在给谁发 ？Let me see， 让我看一下。
No one recently has said that to me. Maybe they don't trust me anyway, so they don't care.
But is that a deal breaker for you?
What if they check my phone?
对对对 ，deal breaker 就是说你不能忍受的事情，你的底线。
No, I mean if she checks my phone, I might think, oh, that's kind of cute. She cares and she doesn't, and she's worried about being with me because she doesn't trust me. So no, I wouldn't be a deal breaker. It might cause like a small argument, but I'd be okay with that. I had my ex-girlfriend like 3 years ago, Tasha Jiangsura. I remember she had, she had checked my phone before, and with good reason, actually. I don't really blame her.
Oh,
anyway.
那好了，我们，哎，我觉得这个话题真的 it's like a Pandora's box.
One more thing I wanted to ask you though. Okay, so if Chinese, you know, girlfriends and boyfriends, they kind of like check each other's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
How do Chinese couples feel about joint bank accounts?
这很奇怪，因为中国银行很中国的银行好像不能有这种 joint bank accounts。我至少我刚结婚的时候，那个时候我老公说我们去开个联名账户，夫妻，然后我们到家门口的那个工商银行，他们说我们没有 joint bank account， 没有联名账户。
Okay.
对，所以这真的很奇怪。虽然我们在一些事情上面大家很 joint 很联名，但在这个就没有。
Okay. I didn't know. I thought maybe they had them here because that's kind of a big deal in the States. If you know, some couples they're cool with it. Other couples, like even though they love each other, they just don't want to do
separate finances.
Yeah.
财政分开啊。那我是觉得今天这个话题真的就是 opened up a Pandora's box， 潘多拉盒，特别多东西可以讲。我想大家在留言里肯定也有很多的你的一些 take your own observation， 你们自己的观点啊，都欢迎来告诉我们。然后我觉得真的应该再做一个 follow up episode， 再做另外一集。
Yeah, no problem. I'd love to.
对，你很喜欢两性话题。但最后我想讲的一个很 quickly 很快讲的就是我觉得跟美国男生在一起他们不太会哄女孩子，不管是 behavior 他那个举动上的一些哄到买东西给你付钱，you know, footing the bill,
yeah.
就是这跟中国男生是很不一样的。
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about like paying for the bill, likeI'm cool with doing that initially. I feel like I'm pretty traditional. Like, I think, you know, the guy should, especially if I make like if I make way more money than she does, then I don't care.
Yeah.
But if like, I think we're pretty even on the financial side, after a while, I'd want her to at least try to at least pretend to try and pay for something. I don't know. Otherwise, I feel like I'm just a 饭票。
哦，饭票 meal ticket meal ticket 因为我跟你讲我那时候一开始跟我老公 dating 的时候在一起我就觉得很不习惯因为他从来没有哄过我然后就想说、
oh, really?
哦哎，这算了，这个用话题开了说不完，我们下次做一集节目我再分享了。
好
，We hope you enjoy today's show。然后呢，到我们今天节目留言板块吧，告诉我们你们的想法，然后还有什么点也需要吐槽的，对于美国男生、中国男生，还哎，下次我们也可以说是。Date 美国女生和中国女生的不同。
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening. 然后我们开言英语微信上见。
嗯。
拜拜。
拜。